it comes again, that same old chilly wind will blow like a cold winter squall, and I'll begin to feel the chill of an early fall. There's a storm coming on, and it won't be too long till the snow falls. Oh, I'll be sober some, but when October comes and goes, no time of an early fall.
Welcome back. We came back with George Strait and Early Fall. This is your host, Ray I. This segment is about fall turkey hunting. Seems today that fall turkey hunting just doesn't get the exposure or talked about or published in magazines or on television as it did just a few years ago. Fall turkey hunting is my favorite type of turkey hunting, and in this segment, we're going to go deeper into fall turkey hunting and concentrate on the fall gobbler, the male turkey, gobbler hunting. I have two hunts that we're going to do in this fall turkey hunting seminar series here on Ray I Radio. We're going to go back to about 2003 with great friend and Midwest Outdoors editor Mark Strand on his first fall gobbler hunt with myself and Mr. Bill Cooper. Bill's running camera. I'm calling, guiding, running my camera. 2016 in the Ozarks, me and little brother Marty on a turkey hunt. Before we get into the hunt, I'm going to tell you about the gobbler yelp and how we challenge gobblers in the fall of the year within the flock. And that's exactly what we do to kill fall gobblers, is to challenge the pecking order, their social structure. Here we go.
Combine pecking order and gobbler yelping year-round for success. But it's nothing new. Turkeys have been gobbler yelping for a million years. And I find it interesting that today's modern turkey hunter, that this is like new information for them, when in fact, in the old days, the old-timers used the gobbler yelp all the time. Now, in my home state of Missouri, Missouri started out with spring hunting, where other states started in fall hunting, so it's a whole different game. But like Penns Woods game calls back in the 1950s and 60s had a box call with a hen on one side and a gobbler yelp on the other, and they talked about calling gobblers in the spring and fall with a gobbler yelp. ML Lynch down in Mississippi, world champion box call, gobbler yelp on one side, hen yelp on the other side, and talked about gobbler yelping. During our turkey calling contest days, and there's pro and con on contests, but they really worked good for me, they always asked for a gobbler yelp and a gobble. Especially in the big contest, they always asked for a gobble, because gobbler yelping and gobbling male vocalization was all part of turkey hunting in those days. So it's nothing new. It's something that's been around for a long time, but I'm just trying to share it with you and help you become more successful with turkey hunting.
So here's the first hunt. This is a really cool hunt, and it comes right out of my seminar series. So there is a little music involved. I hope you enjoy this. But listen to the vocalization of myself and Marty, how we slow the rhythm down to do the gobbler yelp, and how the gobblers respond. You can learn just by listening to this hunt. Here we go.
Well, me and my brother Marty's going to go on a turkey hunt now. We're ready to rock. We spotted some gobblers at the edge of some timber. Going to go get tight on them the next morning. We're going to use the sounds of the male turkey to utilize pecking order to challenge those turkeys. We're going to get in tight on the roost and hammer them with some calls. And we're going to see what we can do with these birds. So me and little brother's going to set up. I'm running camera. He's going to call. We're both going to call and use this gobbler yelping and pecking order and call us some turkeys. Let's go on.
Oh. here in the Missouri Ozarks with Brother Marty. We had a great hunt this morning. Wonderful hunt here in the Ozarks, and I always enjoy spending time with my Brother Marty. Fun.
Woo-hoo.
It's time for breakfast.
Another one bites the dust, and another one gone, and another one gone, another one bites the dust, yeah.
We're going to go back to about 2003, taking Mark on his first gobbler hunt. I roosted a big flock of gobblers the evening before at the end of a long field, and we're going to go in and challenge them. Listen to the audio, listen to the bird sounds and the reaction of the birds and the calling. Here we go. We set up along the edge of the field, a couple hundred yards from the roost, keeping cover between us and as the field turns back to the right. And we're going to see what they do. We're going to try to call them down the edge of the field first. If that doesn't work, we're going to move up. A lot of vocalization on the roost, and then they flew down. Once they were on the ground and out of sight, we used the cover along the edge of the field to close the distance and get a lot closer. You can hear the sound of us moving up and setting up. And as soon as we get set up, after moving up and hit the call, things begin to happen.
Nice, huh?
Pretty nice. Not the word for it. Thanks, Ray. That was so cool. The way they... Did you hear that? Wow, you did. The fight that they did right before the bird came in was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. It was already worth it just to hear the birds on the roost. I was already saying to myself, I'm glad I did this. Sometimes you just got to take time and do what you want to do.
Okay, look over here and smile.
That's my first big fall gobbler. We were listening to the birds in the tree right away. And then I thought it was soon after you started calling to them that they flew down, because I could hear them clearly right away. And then they were muffled and they sound like a little farther away. So
tell me, what do you think about fall gobbler hunting?
It was unbelievable. There was no gobbling, but there didn't need to be, because the yelping was excited. There was a big fight right before we shot the bird.
Do you hear what kind of yelp I did?
What?
Do you know what kind of yelp I used?
Gobbler yelps.
Yeah, that boy.
He's learning, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Right away after that. See, I never saw the first bird you're talking about. I did not see bird. Right away after you yelped, it couldn't have been 20 seconds, and the head started coming through the trees right to us. And I did have a good shot right away, but I wanted to let him, you know, it's
you
nice to see it on
Yeah. The
camera. So I wanted to let them keep coming. And I saw that lead bird was really a nice bird.
That's the one we had on video.
He told me to shoot. At that moment, I could not shoot that bird. You know, it's always weird.
Yeah, and he also stopped right behind a tree for me.
Oh,
right behind a tree. Then he stepped out.
But when you said shoot him, I had a perfect shot at this second bird.
Mm-hmm.
I had to shift just a little bit, but he was standing there just fine, and I could see the first bird had a real nice beard, and the second bird, I could see his beard fairly well, enough to tell that it was a mature tom.
How many turkeys did you see, you think?
Behind them, there was 8 or 10 birds, I would say.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. And the this is the first time I've ever shot a big tom in the fall. It fell to your calling because it was convinced.
So you don't think I called too much this morning?
No, and what's really interesting to watch is what you're always teaching people, that in the springtime, you call like a hen and you talk to the toms. And you're appealing to their desire to come in and be with the hens. In the fall, you talk from one tom to the next tom, and you want to sound like the new kid on the block and get them to come over there, because as we could tell by the fight, they're establishing dominance all the time. And there was a big fight right before we shot the bird, and your calling was yet another bird that, you know, things weren't settled down. They came in to see what was going on.
Pretty observant,
isn't he? And that's what presented the shot. That's why we got the shot at these birds. You would never call them in probably doing hen yelping.
Nope.
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye on the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
But there ain't no doubt I love this land.